we are live. Thank you so much for clicking on this video. Today's video is going to be an interesting one, something I haven't done before, or at least the last time I did it, it wasn't very thought out. So what's this video going to be about? The question is very simple, actually. It is, how can you enjoy your single life? Maybe you've just left a relationship, you're single, you're thinking of going into a relationship, or maybe you don't really want to go into a relationship because you know that now that you're out of a relationship, you need to think about things. And then you're wondering, how do I enjoy my single life? You know, how can I learn to love my single life? How can I learn to just find myself, I guess? Maybe you went through something difficult, like me. Maybe I got married, the marriage ended, and there was a period during which I was wondering if I was worth someone's love, if I was wrong, if something was wrong with me, and if maybe I would never find someone, you know? And after going through that process and thinking about things, I went through my regular personal development and self-help and self-improvement stuff, and I find myself in a very different place now from where I was, but I totally understand what it's like when you're wondering if you should stay by yourself and you don't know how to do that. So I found this question on Quora. The question was, I can't find a partner. How can I learn to enjoy my single life? And in May, I wrote an answer to that question. So this video is going to be that answer and then some new thoughts that may come up from that conversation. So maybe there'll be nothing new, maybe something you've probably heard before. But the idea is that by the end of this article, you will get some ideas, or at least one idea, of what you can do to start enjoying your single life. So my name is Kamga. Thanks for clicking on the video. Let's get right into it. Oh, my shortcut didn't work. I don't want to edit this video at all. All right, there we go. So I write on Medium. You can find my articles. There's going to be a link to the article in the description. You can go read that article if you want, and many other articles. And if you join the Medium membership, which I'm a member of, using the link, then I get to get a cool recurring commission from your reading. So, and you get to read my stories without having to, you know, behind a paywall. So there is the article. So let's get it. I can't find a partner. How can I learn to enjoy, to love my single life? I love this picture. I picked this picture because it's not going to be a reaction article. Let's just read. Let's just read, all right? So, I got married to my high school sweetheart. Technically, we met in high school. We knew each other for over a decade before I popped the question, and she said yes. We were on two different continents. For various reasons, our marriage didn't last as long as we'd hoped. After that marriage, just to be single, not just to mourn over the death of the relationship, but to face a lot of what came out during that marriage. You see, I was certain I'd found the person I would spend the rest of my life with. If you'd asked me 4 years ago if this was my partner and if I'd ever be single again, I'd have laughed at your joke. It's funny. Yet, here we are, making a video about being single again. I can't find a partner. This is an interesting statement. It's taking me all my self-restraint to not say, why would you say that? Because either you have incredibly impossible expectations / desires, or you're looking in all the wrong places. And also because we all get the finding part wrong. You don't find a partner. You stumble upon them while doing your own thing. In fact, if you stop watching this video and stop listening to anything I'm saying right now, this is the key. You don't find a partner. You stumble upon them while doing your own thing. I know it sounds like one of those Instagram or TikTok cliches, but if there's anything I know now after marriage, divorce, being single, being not so single, it's this. When you put your energy into getting the life you want, the people you didn't know you wanted will flow into it. I think I'll talk more about this at the end of this, because this is important to understand. There's some misunderstanding that could happen where it's like, oh, so you mean I should just forget about dating, I should just do my thing? Well, technically, it's about pursuing your purpose. When you are doing your thing, when you are focusing on your purpose, when you are working towards the kind of person you want to become, then this partner you're looking for will find you on this journey because they are working on their thing too, hopefully. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. It's almost uncanny how not trying to find a partner gets you a partner. After my divorce, I chose to focus only on taking care of my life in a relatively new country. I was more introverted than I am right now, and I didn't want to make things worse than they were. Don't make it worse, Kamga. That was my sole goal. I improved my CV, started eating a lot better. didn't work out as much as I'd have wanted. Actually, I've changed a little bit, but definitely more than before. I had been so sad about it all that doing the bare minimum of furnishing my house, going out for a hike with friends, and watching a movie alone felt so good. This brings us to the next part. How can I learn to love my single life? I think this is the most important part of this whole idea. It's like, you're single now. You have no relationship. You're not dating anyone. How do you learn to love it? I'm not going to lie. Being married was really fun. With time, I realized I'm the kind of person who thrives really well with someone who understands me and provides positive reinforcement. Maybe you're the kind of person too. These are things I didn't know before my marriage. What I learned being alone again was how much and what I wanted to do with my life, aka your purpose, as well as a laundry list of things I had to learn about myself and how to communicate those things with an eventual partner. I had all these dreams and goals, and I wanted to do just because. I wanted to travel, wanted to eat food from around the world, wanted to have a ton of money to help my family if ever the need came. And for me to do this well, I had to take action. I didn't try to love my life when I was single. I just tried to love my life, period. Because even now, another cliche that people don't want to accept is, if you aren't happy single, you'll probably not be happy in a relationship. This is because no one can give you the things that are missing in your core. Sure, they can amplify it. They can make things funnier. They can love you in many ways you cannot love yourself. They can make you feel like a star in the movie of two. That stuff is real. Like, love can move mountains. I've experienced it. But love can't give from an empty cup. If someone fills you up like this, with this kind of light and life, you have to return it too, which means you have to have it. There's a quote from the Prophet by Khalil Gibran, which sums this up pretty well. So here's a quote. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cups, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone. Even as the strings of the lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. I just love this book, man. Actually, this link is an article that I wrote when I finished reading The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. So it's right there. In order to find a partner and end your single life, you have to love your life enough to not need a partner. I know it sounds very antagonistic and like it doesn't make any sense. Like what? But yeah, you have to be able to enjoy your life by yourself if you want to be able to enjoy it with someone else. I know, crazy, right? But what isn't crazy about this world? Like when you stop looking for your keys or the word you wanted to Google, and then the moment you surrender, it pops up. So how do you find a partner? How do you love your single life? Surrender. Stop trying to move the universe, move your body, your mind, your spirit. Take action in your life. Become the kind of person a partner will want to be with. Become the ocean of love, and love will flow to you. Something I actually really love my writing, to be honest. But yeah, so that's the article. And I had to ask you, what do you think? I thought it was live or something. But yeah, so the big idea here is this. If you are single and you're choosing to be single because you've made the conscious decision to actually focus on repairing what you need before getting into another relationship, or just becoming a better person because you found out that maybe in your previous relationship you didn't feel as good, it's probably better for you to stay single. It's probably better for you to focus on what can I actually work on myself, because you will not get those things from another person. And I'm saying this categorically. Probably somebody can help you with that process. You could be lucky and find someone who is willing to walk you, or you could date a therapist. I don't know. Maybe you're lucky. But ultimately, when you find yourself after a relationship, heartbroken, on the floor, wondering what had happened, and you're thinking, how do I enjoy my single life now? In my experience, you have to find something that you want to do. Something that you want to pour your heart into. You may look at yourself or look around you and say, you know what? My room is falling apart. Let me make up my bed. I don't have a job. Let me fix my CV. Let me get some new skills. Let me go out and use some of the sun. Let me work out and build my body. Let me eat healthier so I can feel better about myself. When you become that ocean of love, rivers flow all to the ocean. When you're able to give from that place, and to be honest with you, it's something that I'm working on. But this journey has carried me more than any feelings of scarcity, of I don't have someone to love me. I don't have someone who likes me. My previous relationship ended. I am so unlovable. Those thoughts and those feelings do not help you in any way. When you look at what you have and you choose to go for what you want, there's a much higher chance that you will get what you're looking for without even knowing that it was right there in the first place. So, how do you enjoy a single life? Surrender. Thank you for watching the video. Let me know if you like this style of video. I'm reading an article and talk about things. It's going to be uncut, unedited. I just want this to actually get out there so you can get this message. And if you have any questions about this specific topic or any other topics around this subject, my name is Kamga and I make videos around Salesforce, those are coming up soon. Improvement in general, so gender self-improvement, because I think improvement is like a holistic approach from spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relationships, so all that, I just call it improvement. And creation, which is making videos, making content, expressing ideas, writing and things like that. So if you like any of those things and you want to see more of that on the channel, leave a comment and I will see you in the next video. In the meantime, do your best, let God take care of the rest, and remember, while there's life, there is hope. I'll see you next one.